Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, the suspense was killing us. I mean, sure, we were all at the edge of our seat waiting for this big announcement this morning. We had a press conference called, the shortest press conference, shorter than any Belichick press conference that I can ever remember. And those poor beat writers had to drive all the way down there for a scoop that had already been put out 20 minutes before they even parked their cars. And then they get about 60 seconds of Jerod Mayo before he abruptly cuts it off, or I guess it was Stacey James cutting it off. But before that all happened, he made the announcement. You heard it right there. Jacoby Brissett, the worst-kept secret in the history of the NFL, is going to be starting for the New England Patriots. We will start there this afternoon, as we will be talking with Tommy Curran later on in the show, 3:30. So mark your calendars for that. We'll get his take, his instant reaction on all of this. We will hear from Drake May, who also spoke today. He spoke for a lot longer than Jerod Mayo did, I can tell you that. He had a scrum in front of his locker. He spoke for about 5 minutes. We will delve into what he had to say. Rob Ninkovich was on with Greg Hill earlier today. We will hear some of that as well. But let's go ahead and start. The Pats have their man. You're not surprised, Andy. I'm not surprised, but still, is there some element of, oh, man, okay, now it's real? Like, that's sort of what it feels like to me. Now it's real. We were sort of both hoping that there would be maybe some last-minute call from the Kremlin, that maybe, there'd be a big twist at the end, like M. Yep. Night Shyamalan, and instead it's exactly what we thought and exactly really what they've been telegraphing this entire time. They're going with the veteran. They're not comfortable putting the rookie out there, and that's the way the season's going to start.
And both guys, Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, referenced in their meetings with the media, well, he or I was taking the first team reps the whole time. So, like, you know, when we talked to him the other day, I think I'm the starter. I believe that. Like, everything has pointed to him being the starter. Yep. Would have been a dramatic M. Night Shyamalan shift in the plot here for us to see Drake May. Doesn't mean we have to like it. I've already seen a lot of people on Twitter, you know, a lot of people jumping to my side of support. 0-17 is now in play, or I'm not watching the first month of the season. Sundays just opened up for me. Anybody get anything they want to do Sundays at 1? Because I'm not watching the Patriots. I don't believe you people, first of all. If you're a Patriots fan, you're watching. You're trying. Even if you want to just say I was right, even if it's the worst football you've ever seen and you say this is a waste of my time, you want to have the details of why they're wasting your time, so you're going to watch. But the thing that jumped out to me first and foremost was I have decided.
Right.
So he built a culture on collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly over the last week, he's decided he wanted to distance himself from collaboration on the most important decision they were going to make to start this season.
Right.
Now he wants everybody to believe that it's his decision, when quite honestly, it shouldn't be his decision. I would argue you put a power structure in place that you hired Jerod Mayo to be your head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You allowed Elliot Wolf to be the head personnel guy, and then you even gave him the super fancy executive vice president title. and you brought in...
Eventually,
after he had already made the most important decisions of the offseason, and then you brought in Alex Van Pelt to be the head coach of the offense. Gerard Mayo has called him that. And Gerard Mayo has also said, I don't really know a lot about offense. Remember the day he joked about, you know, I watched some games and I'll probably give Alex some ideas, but I don't even know what language they speak over there. Like, it was funny and some truth to it probably. So it was all about collaboration. You had these three big figureheads in the process here. And then at some point, it's like he wanted to distance himself from collaboration and pretend that he is the dictator. He is Bill Belichick. I'm the head coach. I'd like to think I get to decide who's on the field. I'd like to think I make these decisions. I decided when he shouldn't. Because guess whose jobs are all on the line? Not just his. Elliott Wolff made the draft pick.
Yep.
If this pick sucks, Elliott Wolff's career drafting in the top five may be over. Although he could sneak one in next year before they pull the plug. And Alex Van Pelt, who's been waiting 15 years for his opportunity to run his own offense, to install his own offense, his career is hinging on this. So they probably all should have a very large say in how they handle the guy who decides their futures, our futures as fans, how quick the turnaround is, if it happens at all of that, the business culture. Now, I know some people want to then go that way. Okay, those three guys, maybe they should have a say, but does Jonathan have a say?
Right.
Does Robert have, does the business side?
Does the hammer have a say?
Does the hammer have a say? Yeah. I don't know about that, but just in a pure football standpoint, I believe Gerard Mayo should have two other people in the room when they make this decision, Alex Van Pelt and Elliott Wolff, because they all are very much invested in the way things go with Drake May.
I agree with that. So then why did it seem like Gerard Mayo was having to give this press conference under duress? Why did it seem like Gerard Mayo was being trotted out there to make an announcement that he didn't want to have to make, that he didn't want to do? I don't think he wants Jacoby Brissett to be the starter. He already came out and said that Brissett hasn't been the better quarterback. He already came out and said that Drake May has won the competition.
What about the totality? He kept saying the totality of everything.
The totality
of
everything.
Remember the spring? There was no doubt in the spring who the starter was.
Right. It's not the spring anymore. It's the fall now. All right.
It's true.
You know, it's getting.
Oh, you're not going to get me to say
those floorboards are getting a little colder these days.
He has bungled. And I think that's the biggest issue here. I think a strong argument can be made that Jacoby Brissett starting for a few weeks is fine. I won't say it's great, but is there going to be any damage done to anybody or anything?
Yes.
What?
I think so. I think that fans will tune out. Okay. I know you're saying, fans are going to watch the game no matter what. After six games, fans started tuning out last year.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know why? Because you lose. They're going to lose with either quarterback.
Right. But it's one thing to lose with a quarterback that you know has no chance and is not going to get any better and is borderline unwatchable. Mm-hmm. Drake May, if they lose games with Drake May, I don't think they're going to be unwatchable games. I don't think it's going to be an unwatchable offense. I think at the very least, you're going to have more leash for someone like Drake May, who you know is a rookie and you know is going to make mistakes and all of that, than you would for someone that you already know is a journeyman backup guy that shouldn't be started. Like, that's... fans aren't stupid, all right? We sometimes treat them like they are. Sometimes we treat fans like they're not very smart. But I think in general, they know what they're looking at. They know what good quarterback play looks like, even though they haven't seen it for a couple of years. And they know what a rookie versus a guy like Jacoby Brissett, what those expectations are supposed to be. And I think that they will start to tune out. So is it going to damage, you know, the product on the field? Is it going to damage, you know, certain players? I don't know about that. I guess we'll find out. But I do think it's going to damage the bottom line, and that's a big part of what the Crafts care about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.